South African President Jacob Zuma announced what he called a new era in the fight against HIV/AIDS in his country, which is seen by many as the epicenter of the epidemic.
Let today be the dawn of a new era. Let there be no more shame, no more blame, no more discrimination, and no more stigma. Let the politicization and the endless debates about HIV and AIDS stop.
Speaking at ceremonies in Pretoria marking World AIDS Day, Mr. Zuma announced a major expansion of testing and treatment for HIV/AIDS victims. An estimated 1,000 people die in South Africa each day from the virus, and another 1,000 new victims are infected. An estimated 10% of the total population is infected. Infection rates for young women and pregnant mothers reach as high as 32%. Mr. Zuma said that by next April, all children under 1 year of age who tested positive for HIV would receive treatment. Pregnant women and people with both HIV and tuberculosis will receive treatment much earlier than before. International health groups say earlier treatment can lengthen the lives of HIV sufferers. About 800,000 South Africans receive treatments of antiretroviral drugs, and an estimated 1 million more need treatment. The president's initiative will add further pressure to the already overextended HIV treatment program. South African health officials recently announced they would be unable to meet the goal of delivering treatment to 80% of those needing it because they had run out of funds. The U.S. Embassy announced at the ceremony that it would donate $120 million during the next 2 years to help meet this need. A statement said this was in addition to the $575 million already budgeted next year for the fight against HIV/AIDS in South Africa. Mr. Zuma also announced a new campaign to prevent the spread of HIV.
We must intensify our prevention efforts if we are to turn off the tap of new HIV and TB infections. Prevention is our most powerful and effective weapon.
He urged people to take responsibility for their health and that of their loved ones, to practice safe sex, and to get tested. Mr. Zuma said he had made plans to be tested for HIV. Many senior officials and media celebrities are doing the same. The new initiative was praised by HIV/AIDS activists in South Africa, as well as by the head of the United Nations AIDS Agency, who attended the ceremony. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.